Let's look a little bit more at the affordability issue. John Campbell, our business economics editor, in the studio with us this morning. We heard Jimmy Dinahan there when he was talking to me on Nolan Live saying the Irish government can't afford it, John. What do the numbers say?
Well, we're obviously subsidised by the UK every year through the block grant. And there's a thing comes out every year called the Net Fiscal Balance Report, which basically looks at how much here is raised in tax and how much is spent on public services. Now, that report, Sinn Féin don't like it. It's not a national statistic, so it's not at the highest level of statistical accuracy. So Sinn Féin say there are problems with it. There is some form of subsidy. It's in the billions. The official number would say something about between 8 and 10 billion a year. Sinn Féin would say it's less than that. There are certain things they quibble about in terms of where taxes are paid and so forth, and VAT and all the rest of it.
So but, whoever took us on, yeah, so to speak,
yeah,
they would have to find what? Yeah. 8 billion?
Yeah. Well, possibly. The figures dispute it. They would have to find, there would be some sort of adjustment. Now, there was a piece of work done by an academic called Dr. Kurt Hubner, who's an academic based in Canada. This is a piece of work called Modelling Irish Unification. It was really commissioned by a group so sympathetic to Sinn Féin. Dr. Hubner, he's been over in Ireland a few times, north and south, and really talking about his piece of work. And he's saying that reunification would actually be economically beneficial. It could boost the economies of north and south if there was united Ireland. Now, in any economic modelling, you'll make certain assumptions in your model. Other economists, such as Dr. John Fitzgerald, used to run the ESRI think tank in Dublin, he says there are some extremely optimistic assumptions in Dr. Hubner's work. But I think the bottom line is, would it be completely impossible, the idea that the economies could be reunited? No, it's not. But there would have to be a very big readjustment period, because clearly the Republic couldn't take on, if you like, our kind of system of government administration and kind of continue to subsidise it at the same rate as the UK. So you would certainly probably have to initially have a period where you had so-called synergies. In other words, you'd have to lay off an awful lot of public servants. You'd have to reform the public service to make the whole economy more efficient. And you would certainly have a very painful adjustment period. And what John Fitzgerald says is...
So job losses and pain?
Yeah. John Fitzgerald says it would probably reduce household incomes across the island of Ireland by 15%, initially anyway. Now, you could say, in the longer run, the economy then would recover and become much healthier. And you could take, say, for example, a country like Latvia, which suffered very, very badly in the whole euro downturn. GDP dropped by about 20%, but then recovered. So if you like, I think, you could unite Ireland economically. It would be a very different sort of economy. It would probably have to be a more Thatcherite economy with much lower levels of public protection. We'd probably be a more healthy and sustainable economy in the long run. The same way, Scotland could become independent. There are economies which are smaller than Scotland would be on its own. The thing is the adjustment period, where you'd...
And how long would that last? These are unknowns, aren't
Yeah, they're
they?
Unknowns. Now, and anybody can, economists can model these things. But you're probably talking, periods of maybe a decade or more to get your adjustment. So, these things are possible economically. There are tiny independent economies like Malta or somewhere like that, or Latvia is a small country. So you could unite Ireland economically, but you would really have to pay for it, and there would be a period of adjustment which would be very painful, but you might get a more dynamic economy out of it.
And
in the
did
end.
You say earlier on, did I hear that right, 15% public sector job losses?
No. Reducing household incomes by 15%.
Okay.
So that's, if you look across the whole economy, that's the sort of impact you might have to have. Now, clearly, if you were to be in a situation where unification was to be possible, then you might ask, well, what would the transitional arrangements be? We talk about Brexit transition. What would the transitional arrangements be, say, for additional support from the EU? Would the UK continue to pay any money in during a transitional period? What would the liabilities be? So there are lots and lots of questions to ask. You can draw up your own models. But I just say, it wouldn't be impossible. It would be politically incredibly difficult. As you heard from Jimmy Dinahan there, the Republic wouldn't want it from a political point of view, really. over the longer term, it might create a much more dynamic economy. Mm. But there would be that very, very painful adjustment period. And certainly the, you know, the big public sector we have here, which is basically the bedrock of our economy, that couldn't exist in its current form. Nowhere close to it.
Okay.